Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the Aranac Community Fund and a big trivia night coming up, Diane Morley. How are you today, Diane?
I'm doing great, and how are you, Kevin?
Good. Glad to have you on the show to talk about a big fundraiser that you guys have coming up. But first, let's talk a little bit about the Aranac Community Fund. Give us some history and what the group is all about, Diane.
Well, every single county in Michigan has a has a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we are really not a foundation yet, so we call ourselves the Aranac Community Funds. And our funds is held under the Bay Area Community Foundation. We pay them a stipend to manage our accounts or whatever, but we've got 20 members in our committee. We're very active people, just local community members. And we started out in the year 2000. And we raise money. We have all different fundraisers, different kinds of fundraisers. And right now we've got four separate funds under the Aranac Community Funds. There's the general fund. We've got a Carol Noski fund, which helps, fulfill grant requests for anybody with a disability.
Mm.
We also have one for healthy youth and seniors. And we have another one called the Aranac Community Scholarship Fund.
Wow.
But in 2009, we had our first trivia night, and we wanted to kind of focus and put a highlight on the need for scholarships for our seniors from Aranac County High Schools.
Yeah.
And so we worked with the school, and they had got a 2% grant from the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe, and they designated $50,000 of that to start a fund, a scholarship fund. So our community funds matched that. Plus, invested another $10,000 in that so we could start giving out scholarships right away. But since then, our organization has been allowed to award over
$61,000.
Wow. And that went to 110 high school seniors since 2009. So it's really made an impact, and we're so proud to be able to do this. And we continue to have, spearheaded fundraisers like this, where the money goes right directly to that scholarship fund.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Trivia Night. Tell us what's going to be happening Saturday, February 18th.
Well, this is our seventh annual Trivia Night. We hold it at the KFC Hall in Old Gray,
mm-hmm.
and that's a nice little facility there. But we are looking for like 26 to 28 teams of 8 people. And to enter a team, it's $160 a team, or if you don't have a team and you want to come as an individual, then it's $20 per person. You can pay at the door, and if you do have a team, we'd like to have that pre-registered, though, so we have enough tables set up and that sort of thing. But it is, if anybody doesn't know where that is, the KFC Hall in Old Gray, if you're heading north on 23, you drive through Old Gray, and it's just beyond the bridge. And if you look down to your right, you're going to see the H&H Bakery. Then there's a little strip mall behind that, and the KFC Hall is located there.
Oh, yeah.
So if people want to bring their own bottle, they're welcome to do that. But we'll have setups, like mixes and water and pop, that sort of thing. And lots of finger food, so you don't have to, if you come hungry, don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. It is. It's a lot of fun. And this year we've got an MC, a professional MC. His name is Joel Tacey, and promises to be a fast-paced, fun night. There's 20 different categories, Kevin, and there's 5 questions per category. And so it goes quick, and it's fun. We have breaks in between, and just looking for some teams. There's a couple other things going on in the community, and we lost a couple of teams to these other events. No matter what you do, there are always other organizations on your night, So we're looking to replace a couple of teams, and hopefully we can pick up some, more teams in Aranac. Well, they can come from any county for that matter, but the proceeds, benefit the students at Aranac County.
Boy, that is terrific. Saturday, February 18th, it gets underway at 6:30. Just come on out and have a lot of fun and help with some fundraising, right?
Absolutely.
Now, if they want more information, Diane, how do they get more info on this? What do they need to do?
Well, if they want to register a team, we'd like to have them get a hold of Rhonda Switek, and her telephone number is 989-846-5205. She's keeping track of our teams and collecting the money, and that would be the contact name I would give you for now.
You bet. Call Rhonda at 846-5205. The sooner the better. You'd like to have all the teams in place by next Saturday night for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Aranac Community Fund 7th Annual Trivia Night, Saturday, February 18th, Knights of Columbus Hall in Au Gray, a fundraiser for the Aranac Community Funds and Scholarships. And Diane, hey, you got some fine sponsors, too. You want to thank a few sponsors before I let you go?
Absolutely. We've got our gold sponsor, which is Republic Services. They bring two teams, and they wait all year for this event. We also have Aranac Bay Veterinary Services out of Standish here, and also Meyer. Those three are our top sponsors, but we've got a lot of other good sponsors, too, and they'll be mentioned at the event. But anyway, if there's anybody who would still like to be a sponsor, you know, we're always open to that.
Very good, and, yeah.
So they can get a hold of Rhonda for that, too. But we've got lots of food. We have prizes. The first place team will be getting all $25 gas cards. I think the second place gets food cards. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of prizes to be had and some raffle items. And it's, like I said, it's just a lot of fun. You can bring a family, make a team out of a family.
Yeah.
It could be your coworkers at work. It could be one of the organizations you belong to. And Kevin Allen should come. He might be able to bring a team.
Yeah, I know. You know, you're easily going to finish not in last place if Kevin Allen brings a team. That's for sure.
Well, we even have prizes for last place.
Oh,
so there you go.
Perfect. All right. Well, Diane Morley from the Aranac Community Fund, we appreciate your time today. And hopefully we fill up the Knights of Columbus Hall in Augray next Saturday night. Okay.
Thank you so much, Kevin.